from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after four American soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. In interviews on NBC's Meet the Press news show, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer said they support an effort last week by Republican Senator John McCain. McCain was trying to find out details of the attack, as well as the scope of the U.S. campaign against the Islamic State in Niger. Both Graham and Schumer said they had been unaware of the substantial number of the U.S. troops in Niger. Graham said, "I didn't know there were 1,000 troops in the country." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Sunday said improved relations between Saudi Arabia and Iraq could counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. He was in Riyadh for the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee. He said the United States, quote, is grateful for this progress and urges you to expand this vital relationship for the stability of the region. The United States stands ready to support continued cooperation between Saudi Arabia and Iraq. A powerful typhoon roared toward Japan's main island Monday, killing at least two people and bringing heavy rain to western Japan. Typhoon Lan, classified as an intense Category 4 storm by the Tropical Storm Risk Monitoring Site, has wind gusts up to 198 kilometers per hour. This is VOA News. Exit polls indicate Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is on track for a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election. Japanese media predicts Abe's Liberal Democratic Party-led coalition winning a majority, possibly even retaining the two-thirds supermajority it held in Parliament's lower house before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. A victory in the snap election will likely ensure Abe receives another three-year term as head of the LDP coalition next year, making him Japan's longest-serving leader. Syrian Democratic Forces have recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al-Omar field to other insurgents in 2013. SDF says it got air support from the U.S.-led coalition. The World Health Organization on Sunday canceled the appointment of Zimbabwe's longtime president Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador. More than two dozen organizations had criticized the appointment. Health officials were shocked and deeply concerned. They cited Mugabe's record of human rights abuses and said the country's economy and healthcare system has collapsed under his nearly 30-year rule. The United States called the appointment of Mugabe by the WHO's first African leader, quote, disappointing. The United States has maintained sanctions on Zimbabwe since 2003, citing Mugabe's use of millions of dollars to travel abroad, his human rights abuses, and reports of electoral fraud. Indonesia is seeking clarification about why the head of its military was denied entry to the United States. Washington's deputy ambassador to Indonesia was summoned to explain the situation. In a statement from the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta, it said the general was unable to travel as planned, but it stated its commitment to resolving the issue and that the U.S. ambassador had apologized to the general. Prominent Yemeni journalist Afra Nasser has been denied entry to the United States to accept an award, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. In September, the CPJ announced that it would present its 2017 International Press Freedom Award to Nasser, who's been living in exile. She said, "While there are good reasons I should travel to the U.S., my two U.S. visa applications to date have been rejected by the American Embassy." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.